Etiquette. How to tip. Tipping, unless service is absolutely reprehensible, is mandatory. You should always tip waitstaff at least 15%, if not 20%. I always make a point of tipping the maitre d' or the sommelier if it's appropriate. If you make a habit of certain restaurants, you'll be increasingly less welcome and will receive shoddy service if you don't pay up. In other aspects of daily life, tipping can confuse people. But I always say, more is more. I know I'm an advocate for penny pinching, but you have to think of service workers as your colleagues in the business of life. Service jobs are never easy, and service workers can be some of the more tolerant, professional, and polite people working today. Learn from them. You should always give at least a couple of dollars, and in some cases, a lot more, to valets, skycaps, restroom attendants, door attendants, bellhops, coat checks, the concierge, and housekeepers. If someone goes out of their way for you or makes your life easier in any way, tip them a lot more. I think a sure indication of a loser is someone who can't tip adequately. How to attend a party. I can remember the times when I was not invited to as many parties as I am today. Today, I am overwhelmed with invitations. I'm wanted places sometimes 5 or 6 events per night, but I don't go to many of them. When I was younger and less known, I avoided parties where I might be considered a fringe member of those on the invitation list. It's never a good idea to be at a party where you're not welcome. And if you are invited somewhere, don't show up too early and don't leave too late. I'm always amazed to see a party that's emptying with 3 or 4 oblivious partygoers just not wanting to leave. Also, drinking too much or behaving inappropriately is a one-way ticket to the Z list. If you're going to talk about something at a party, make sure you know what you're talking about. I was recently at a party where I was subjected to listening to a woman who let us know exactly how much she didn't know about owning a yacht by trying to tell everyone how much she did know about it. Quite a few of us there had unfortunately owned yachts, myself included. We were polite and let it slide, but we all knew this know-it-all was trying to impress the wrong people. If she had known what she was talking about, she would have known that the second greatest day of a man's life is the day he buys a yacht, but the greatest day of a man's life is the day he sells it.